This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Columnist Charles Krauthammer. Charles, you ended on fire last night here saying that the United Nations should be emblazoned with the Trump logo and sold as condos in the aftermath of this. What else do you have to say?
Well, I'd also collect the parking tickets of all the UN ambassadors. That could,
which is a problem,
close the budget deficit in Washington. Look, this was a blow against Israel from which it would have a hard time recovering. The Trump administration cannot undo it because it requires Security Council action, and that you can't get without the Chinese and the Russians, who will never undo it. The fact is that Americans have to really think about why we still invest support and, in a sense, sort of psychically invest in the UN, which was a great idea 70 years ago when it was an idea. But it is a complete failure, and it's a farce. 60% of its activity is devoted to reports, attacks, denunciations, and demonization of one state, the one Jewish state on the planet, a dot on the map. For example, you hear about the World Health Organization. It corrupts everything it touches. Talking about Israel causing a health crisis within its territories. This is at a time when the Russians are dropping bombs on pediatric hospitals in Syria, where children there were dying for lack of medicine, lack of food in a siege, and they're obsessed with Israel. This is really a time we're going to have a lot of disruptions, a lot of rethinking of our relationships, the way we are, for example, with Taiwan and China. Time to rethink our devotion, slavish devotion, to an institution that devotes itself to attacking an ally and to undermining American interests.
Maybe this points out what.
Well, I don't know how to more brilliantly summarize the conflict here. You know, listen to what he said. It's a complete failure and farce talking about the UN. 60% of its activity is devoted to reports, attacks, demonization of one state, the one Jewish state on the planet, a dot on the map, our friend, our major ally in the Middle East. And what do? We take two giant steps back. Mother, may I? Are you kidding me? This is what we do to our allies. Is it any wonder that our allies are saying, hey, you know what, I think it's better to be a foe than a friend, especially in this current administration? Donald Trump's got his work cut out for him. I mean, he's got to get to the starting line. I mean, he's starting off so far behind. I mean, President Obama could complain about what he was handed when he took over office in 2008. But what he is handing over to Donald Trump isn't, you know, some bowl of cherries either. You know, at every turn, he has left America vulnerable, exposed, and has pitted our allies, our established, long-established allies. He's poked them in the eyeball. And, I mean, we've got some repairing to do of relationships. And I know many internationally are hopeful and looking forward to a Trump administration, because the last 8 years has been an incredible nightmare. That is, unless you happen to be one of the Muslim nations, of course. And I only say this because it's obvious that the policies have benefited Muslims over Christians. And here is what we're doing. And when he's a couple of steps, just before he leaves the exit, he turns around and does this to our biggest ally, our Democratic ally in the Middle East. This is astounding. Is it any wonder people are up in arms and wondering about this? And I don't know how. I mean, they try. You know, they're trying to make this plausible as if somehow it makes sense. But you have 12 nations that said, you know, that went along with this. And this is amazing. And the United States could have stopped it, but they chose to sit on their hands. Most amazing. Well, the discussion will continue. I'm interested to hear your thoughts at bmartinezlive.com. Let us know. Speak up. 5 minutes after the top of the hour right now. This is Bill Martinez. We are live.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here with you, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. It's always great to have you along with us. For more information on the show, you go to BillMartinezLive.com, and it's all right there for you. Also, we still have DVDs, Blu-ray of the Hillsong United movie that is absolutely blowing minds away. It is a terrific movie, Let Hope Rise, and it is available absolutely free. All you got to do is drop me an email, Bill at BillMartinezLive.com. Let me know that you want to be in the hoppa. We'll put you in the running. We pull your name. Make sure your address is included with that email so I know where to send it. And it'll be on your way. You get to enjoy the movie that people cannot stop talking about, Hillsong United, Let Hope Arise. Our next guest is Jay Nordlinger, a senior editor of National Review and music critic of the New Criterion. He writes about politics, foreign affairs, culture, language, great many things. His first collection was called Here, There, and Everywhere. Now he's got his new book called Digging In, Further Collected Writings of Jay Nordlinger. Jay, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
Good, thanks, and thanks for having me.
Hey, great to have you here. I'm, you know, just reading the jacket, you know, and going through and reading the book, but I want to just expose our audience just to the jacket verbiage here, because I want to put this in this context, because to come up with the title, Digging In, there is a lot to this title that you dug in on our behalf and the stories that you share with us. Now, you say this volume contains something for everyone, regardless of taste, interest, or politics. If you don't find something you like, well, you will. Trust him. Digging In opens with a section on people. You meet an unassuming oil man who is a modern-day Horatio Alger story. You meet a 100-year-old Austrian who survived 4 concentration camps. You meet a prima ballerina and a phenomenally brave escapee from North Korea, amongst others. Jay, I mean, the stories that you relate here in Digging In, they are compelling stories, and true to your word, you may think you're not going to find something there, but there is something here for everybody to enjoy.
Well, I hope it's true. You know, people in our profession are pretty nosy and curious, and it's a wonderful thing about being a journalist or a broadcaster.
Right.
You can seek out people and ask them questions and find out their stories, and I think it's just a wonderful way to go. It helps to be nosy in our business.
Yeah, exactly, and then you get to know people, and, I mean, these are exceptional individuals that are so greatly gifted. Your story, the Horatio Alger story, the oilman who is a modern-day Horatio Alger, incredible. You know, tell us about that story and how you met with him.
Well, there's a man in Oklahoma named Harold Hamm, and he's just about the biggest oilman in the country. And he is the 13th and last child of cotton sharecroppers in Oklahoma. He couldn't even go to school full time when he was growing up because he had to help pick the crops. And he has risen to be one of the richest men in America. And I don't mean to emphasize money, It's just his rise. Mm-hmm. And he is really a gentle and unassuming guy, but obviously one with a wonderful mind and a wonderful spirit and great perseverance. And I was kind of happy to know or have it confirmed that this kind of thing still goes on in America.
Exactly. Well, when you meet with exceptional people like this, are you looking for like a golden nugget, something you can pass on to your grandkids and to your audience?
I haven't thought of it that way, but that is a good way to think of it.
Mm-hmm.
I just, in interviewing these people, doing these so-called profiles, I'm really looking for interesting and worthwhile stories. And the people don't even have to be admirable, you know? Sometimes they're less than admirable, but they have compelling things to say or have had compelling experiences. And I love to quote an old line. I learned it from my friend and boss, Bill Buckley, William F. Buckley Jr.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Someone once said, 99 of every 100 people are interesting, and so is the 100th, for he is the exception.
Yes.
And you know in your life as an interviewer that there is really no one without something to say.
Exactly. Well, as one of my mentors said, that he never met a mere mortal. When you consider, you know, the lives of people and what they go through and the stories that they have to tell. And I think therein lies the opportunity. Where we find ourselves right now politically so divided. But I think the opportunity is that, hey, if we can build bridges here and get to know one another, we can really get this country back on track, that it's not going to be done by any one specific group of people as much as it will be by the United States of America, we the people. And everybody's got, they've got a piece of the puzzle here to offer. That's what my dad used to always tell me, is that, look at, you know, we all have pieces and parts of the puzzle that come together. It's a beautiful tapestry if we will just, give it the time that is necessary in order to connect, you know.
Well, that is very wise. I agree with you, and I agree with your dad.
Yeah. Well, you know, one of the, as I mentioned, one of the people you talk about is this 100-year-old woman. I mean, she survives 4 concentration camps. I mean, what a story.
It's so true. This was a man, as it happens.
Oh, it's a man. I'm sorry. Okay. All right.
No, not at all. And he spoke at the funeral of a friend of mine that I was attending. And someone told me that man is 100, and I said, no way. He looked about 75, but he was indeed 100, and he had survived 4 concentration camps. He lives in Salzburg, Austria, home of the Sound of Music.
Yes, exactly. And the Hills are alive there, by the way. I want you to know that.
Yeah.
I mean, when I went there, when I went through Salzburg, and I said, my goodness, did Rodgers and Hammerstein come here then, right? I mean, they had to be inspired by the view. Because the hills are alive. I mean, they are so majestic, aren't they?
The whole area is a movie set.
Yes.
That is true. And this fella, you know, he was born, as I remember, in 1913. And he had vivid memories of World War I, to say nothing of World War II.
Wow.
So what some people go through is just amazing. And he was a great talker about his life, and that always helps.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, he is one of the extraordinary people I have met. The way he puts it is just a quip, a bit of gallows humor. But the way he puts it is, I was in so many camps, I could write a Michelin guide to them.
Yes. Well, I imagine you need a sense of humor to have endured what he did. We're talking Marco Feingold is the name. You titled him the Uber Survivor. You know, to endure what he did, and to go back and be able to recall, stories of World War I. I mean, living through that era, he had to feel like he was a, he was a human history book.
Exactly so. Yep.
Amazing. Well, our conversation with Jay Nordlinger continues, his latest book, Digging In. Further collected writings of Jay Nordlinger, quick reads that you will find most enjoyable, as he says, he feels pretty confident. And I can tell you, after going through parts of his book as well, I know that you're going to find something there that you're going to relate to. And more than just something, there are many things that you will enjoy here in his new book. Our conversation with Jay will continue on the other side of the break. Stay with us, America. Just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details. Need some extra cash for Christmas presents this year? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If you could use extra cash for Christmas, turn your radio up. 45cash.com specializes in connecting you with a lender ready to give you the cash you need for Christmas. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right. No paperwork whatsoever. Your cash can hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com to request up to $5,000 for Christmas spending in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Attention citizens. This man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Sale of a Lifetime, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.saleofalifetime.com/free book. Again, that's saleofalifetime.com/free book.
Warning! If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Live.
Yes, Sometimes we need the force, don't you think? Sometimes, just for fun, why not? Jaden Nordlinger is with us. Our conversation continues with Jay, senior editor of the National Review and a book fellow of the National Review Institute. He writes about a variety of subjects, including politics, foreign affairs, and the arts. His latest book, Digging In, that we're talking about, Further Collected Writings of Jay Nordlinger, is broken into six chapters, I guess. The first is People, and it brings you a diverse cast of them. Some we've talked about, a billionaire oilman who rose from poverty, 100-year-old Austrian who survived the Uber survivor, as we talked about, four concentration camps, prima ballerina on her retirement. America, some snapshots, takes you to explosives camp. Yes, explosives camp, where kids learn to blow things up, huh? Maybe our future military of America. An amazing slice of America. Abroad takes you around the world to India, Taiwan, Macedonia, Guatemala. Issues and essays have everything from A to Z. You have, for example, President Obama's golf habit and the fate of the Gideon Bible, the book of the drawer, as he calls it, the over-amplification of American life. Why is everything so loud? And I'll tell you, Jay, you know, I just got back from New York, our annual pilgrimage to enjoy the holidays and Christmas time there in Manhattan. And it is very loud, and it only gets louder and kind of finishes up with the magical denouement of New Year's Day, right?
Yeah, that's for sure. Mm-hmm. I guess it's a typical complaint, at least from me. Movies are loud. Mm-hmm. Concerts are very loud.
Yes.
And everything is so amplified in restaurants and so on. And when bands play, there's no need of amplification, but they have too much. So I know I sound like a curmudgeon, you know, get off my lawn. But
right.
I think, myself, I think an over-loudness spoils music.
Yeah.
I remember, Bill, I went to a Lyle Lovett concert, that great Texas singer.
Yes, if I had a boat.
Theater.
Yes.
If I had a boat, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. And he's really a wonderful singer. Mm-hmm. But everything was so loud, it was hard to hear his singing in a way.
Mm-hmm.
And to enjoy the music. And I remember going home and putting on a Lyle Lovett CD at my volume, and I said, that's better.
Yes, exactly. I'm with you. I can relate to that, Jay. When I was a disc jockey in Los Angeles, the station management gave me a pair of tickets, front row, to a group that I was really excited to see by the name of Led Zeppelin. And their big song that we played over and over again, ad nauseum, was Stairway to Heaven. And I just was so looking forward to it. It was so painful that even when we went just outside of the arena, not even outside, just in the arena where the concession stands were, it was almost manageable. It didn't become manageable until we were out in the parking lot. That's how loud it was. And I, like you, enjoyed it when I could, you know, go home and listen to it or go back to the studio and listen to Stairway to Heaven without having, you know, my ears bleeding, as they would say.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's exactly right. And I think a lot of people feel this way, but maybe are shy about speaking up because they don't want to be thought fuddy-duddies, you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, I often say, and I'm a little bit of a hack musician myself, so I often say that a lot of times when you get this distortion and loudness, it's to hide inefficiency. If somebody's a purist and can play, you know, they can go unplugged, like Eric Clapton, and go unplugged, and it's just gorgeous. The others, you know, they turn up the amplification, they give you all the harmonics and the distortion, and it's to hide the mistakes. In my humble opinion.
Yes. A little bit of hocus pocus. A little bit of oral fog thrown up there. Yeah.
Right. Well, you talk about the Gideon Bible in this book. Tell us about that. The Bible in a drawer. I like the way you put that.
Yeah. Well, there are some people. There's one group in particular that's trying to get the Gideon Bibles out.
Mm-hmm.
They say it's a violation of the First Amendment in America, which is absurd in my understanding. And a lot of places, lodges, hotels, and so on, are cowed. You know, they get an official-seeming letter from some group, and they don't want any trouble, so they remove the books. And then, of course, there are other groups, there are competing groups that say, no, you don't have to, and here's why.
Right.
And I think a Gideon Bible in a drawer is kind of a nice thing. You don't have to reach for it. No one has to touch it. In fact, I'm sure 99% of people don't,
exactly.
Including me most of the time. But I don't think it does any harm sitting there. It probably does, definitely does some good.
And it goes along with things being turned up and how loud they've become, is that the noise has gotten louder. And again, I think we need to appreciate that freedom comes at a cost. Though our founding fathers paid a big price, we've had military people along the way through our history pay the ultimate price that we honor, you know, to this day. But yet the modern day patriots have a price to pay if we're going to hold on to the Constitution that we say we love so much.
That's right. That's right. We really ought not to be shy about it, you know. Mm-hmm. We don't want to be killed by a thousand cuts,
yes,
right? And after
exactly.
the first 500 or so, it's time to stand up and say, you know, what the heck?
Yeah, the last thing we want to do is grow numb from the cuts, you know. We need to understand that we are being cut, and it's something worth fighting for. Jay, in your book, getting back to digging in, further collected writings of yours, What are some of your favorite stories? I'm asking you to figure, you know, to choose your favorite child here, because I imagine as you write each one of these stories, this is all very personal, you know, to you. Yes, you're a writer, but these stories take on a special existence in your very life, don't they?
Yes, that's true. Here's something fairly light. You mentioned it, and that is explosives camp in Rolla, Missouri. You know, there's a summer camp for everything in America, music, sports, even math. That certainly wasn't for me. But I heard about this place in Missouri, explosives camp, where kids can learn how to blow things up responsibly. They have a lot of fun. And that was that was a part of America I was glad I saw. And maybe on the heavier side, you mentioned the escapees from North Korea, and they are some of the most moving people I've ever met. I think I've met no more than three of them, but they have the most harrowing stories to tell. And there's this young woman. She talked about how she stayed alive. And it's just amazing the courage that people can summon when they have to.
Well, and I imagine for them, I mean, they've been pretty well conditioned by a North Korean experience, life as much as they know, and they get outside of the limits of North Korea, and it's got to be an eye-opener for them. I often think of a friend of mine who married a gal from Poland, and when she came to the United States, she sat there for the first time, Jay, in a grocery store. It was a Ralph's grocery store in Southern California, and she was in awe with tears rolling down her face. She could not believe that food was this available. Because where she came from, you know, you stood in line for everything, whether it was groceries or maybe it was a garden hose. You know, whenever there was their queue, all you knew instinctively was to get in line for whatever it was that was being sold. So whether you could use it for yourself or use it in some other way as a barter to get something that you needed, you got in line to buy it. But now you come to the United States and you're in awe, and her mouth was just sitting there just in wide open amazement and tears rolling down her face that she could not believe that there was this kind of life outside of Poland.
Yes, you know, that is very familiar testimony. I have a piece in there about a Romanian soprano, Angela Georgiou, and she told me about her first visit to the West, Vienna. She said she just took pictures of the food. Not at the cathedrals and all, he just took pictures of the food on sale because people at home would never be able to believe it.
Yeah. Well, amazing stories throughout the book, a quick read, a blessing at every turn of a page. As Jay says, there's something in there for everybody. It runs the entire gamut. We talked a little bit about music, but that's part of Jay's love as well. So there's some great music stories in digging in as well. The further collected writings of Jay Nordlinger. Jay, thank you so much for being with us. Great book. Appreciate it.
Thanks a million.
All right. Take care. It's 29 minutes after the top of the hour. This is Bill Martinez. Stay with us. We got more coming up right after this.
Hi, I'm Joan London. When I needed to find senior care for my mom, I really struggled to find the right fit until I found an advisor, someone who had been through this before. That's why I recommend A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. They have experts who will help you ask the right questions and find the right place. Call A Place for Mom today.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-437-5914. That's 1-800-437-5914.
A Place for Mom has helped over 200,000 families find the right senior care for their parents, from assisted living to independent living, even Alzheimer's care, and have local advisors that can help explain your options at no cost to you.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-437-5914. That's 1-800-437-5914.
Call today.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
About the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but if we're going to get this country back on track, isn't it? 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Welcome back, America. We have a special guest here. Jonathan Feldstein is with us. And we're going to be talking about the UN's betrayal of Israel, not only just the UN, but more particularly, and what is, I guess, just so exceedingly stinging about this event is that our own very president, President Obama, as he's leaving office, executed what many are shocked and dismayed about, and that has to do with the terrible betrayal of Israel. For the very first time, the United States failed to veto an anti-Israel Security Council resolution, this one declaring all Israeli activity across the Green Line, including the Old City of Jerusalem and Jewish holy sites like the Western Wall, illegal and subject to international action. Israel has responded furiously to this resolution, recalling two of its ambassadors to countries that voted for the motion and threatening to cut aid. Jonathan Feldstein, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
I'm great, Bill. It's a pleasure to be with you today. Thank you.
Well, honored to have you with us, Jonathan. To break this down, I mean, you wrote an article, Stab Me Twice, Shame on You, from the Stab Me Once or
Fool Me Once.
Yeah, Fool Me Once. Now we're talking about, this is a stabbing. Charles Krautheimer says it wasn't in the back, it was right in the front, wasn't it?
It was not only a stabbing in the front, but it was premeditated and orchestrated, and it made me really sad. It's horrific, but listening to your very concise intro makes me, sitting here as an Israeli, so. And by the way, I'm American born, so I'm a dual citizen. I'm a terribly proud American. I've never been a more proud American, but I've never been a more disappointed and sad American at the same time.
Exactly.
Sitting here listening to your intro, and it almost could be justifiable if the United States just voted for or didn't abstain. But the fact that this, and I can't wait to see the evidence of it, was orchestrated by the Obama administration, and that he's the one who twisted the arms of the Egyptians to restore the resolution that they initially put in and then withdrew, and apparently Joe Biden called up the Prime Minister of Ukraine to get them to vote. I can only imagine the strong arming and how disgusting that is in general, but in the last days of his presidency, it's just so inappropriate and wrong, and it's scathing, and it's, I can't say anything good about it.
Exactly. Well, Jonathan, a spokesman for the Prime Minister, Benjamin Netanyahu, says they have ironclad evidence that Barack Obama's handprints are all over this resolution.
Yeah, I have to assume that they wouldn't say that. It's pretty radical for this kind of level of rhetoric to get to where it is. And I sure hope that the Prime Minister here has that and will reveal it, because we need to know. But I can't imagine that they would say that if they didn't have it. And I'm curious as to where the data came from. My speculation, and the irony is that the U.S. reaction and actions have ironically pushed Israel and Egypt, among other countries, closer together. And I suspect that it's coming from Egypt themselves, because they're the ones who originally put in the resolution and then withdrew it, and then it was reintroduced by four other states.
Well, interesting that supposedly Donald Trump had a conversation with Egypt and Sisi and convinced him that it was in his best interest to take it off the table, correct?
That's what I've heard. Of course, I wasn't part of those conversations. I also know intuitively, not from speaking to anybody in Egypt or in the Prime Minister's office here, but it's clear that Egypt has felt completely betrayed by the Obama administration as well, for throwing President Mubarak under the bus, for facilitating and praising the election of the Muslim Brotherhood, and then not acknowledging El-Sisi as the president since he took over. Thank God, you know what? Obama's foreign policy is abysmal, and in the article that you alluded to, I wrote that it shows his true colors, but it's also, I think, a distraction from the global impotence that has made up his presidency the last 8 years. But ironically, the failures have brought countries like Egypt and Israel, and Egypt and the Gulf states, and Egypt and the Saudis, excuse me, Israel and the Saudis, somewhat closer together, because we realize that we have a common enemy in the Islamic extremists, and we realize we also don't have the U.S. backing us. All of us together, as it should be, as being the leader that it should be.
Well, what does this do for Benjamin Netanyahu? You say he found some common ground with Egypt. He was looking for common ground with Russia. Reportedly, he met with Putin here recently. And even as this was coming down, I understand there was a conversation, or at least he reached out to Russia to say, okay, you have the power to veto this and make it go by the wayside, because it seems obvious the United States is not going to do this. So he reached out to try to play that card, but Russia did not respond. So what does it say about, you know, the hope of any kind of relationship between Russia and Israel?
Well, it's a great question, actually. On the surface, it raises questions. We're also supposed to have really good relations with the Chinese, but they voted for it, and the British, and I mean, everyone voted for it. Some reasonably close allies. I think that one can't expect any better from Russia at this stage. Their interests are very complicated here in the Middle East. What I do think, and is not necessarily relevant to this resolution and this conversation, but the Prime Minister and President Putin have been in very close touch over the last couple of years, and making sure that there's not something that slips out of place in Syria, where Russia is exerting its control A, because they want to, and B, because the Obama administration left a vacuum. And I think that there's probably a modus vivendi that Russia and Israel are figuring out how we can kind of live together and, mm-hmm. and avoid very severe conflict or an all-out war. But however, if Russia finds that there's a reason for an all-out war, as they have in the past, they'll stoke the flames and we'll have a war. I'm not, there could be other reasons, but I wouldn't put too much on the fact that the Russians voted for this at this time, because I wouldn't expect anything different.
Well, the outrage here in the other half of your citizenship in America,
yes.
has been one of outrage. There has been discussion over the years, even going back to President Bush, about the relevancy of the UN. And now it's coming to the forefront, and America supports the UN. We put a lot of money there, and it would appear that Donald Trump is saying, hey, we're going to pull back some funding here as a result of this incredible decision that the UN has decided to make. I mean, of all things, Jonathan, when you put it in perspective, I think Charles Krautheimer says, you consider all the things that are happening around the world today, and the UN seems to be fixated with Israel and this untenable situation with the Palestinians, this is something that has been going on. I mean, this is all ancient history that just keeps on moving. And, how can you negotiate with somebody that doesn't want to negotiate?
Oh, not only negotiate with someone who doesn't want to negotiate, but someone who's a whole entity, a whole culture that thrives on incitement. You know, the day after Christmas, I was driving with my family, not far from here, close to my home. I live just south of Jerusalem, and I saw something that I'd never seen before, and I'm not shocked, but at the same time, I'm terribly shocked. There were three Arab boys, Palestinian Arab boys, standing, maybe 100 yards from the road. They were throwing rocks at the road in broad daylight. Now, it wasn't even like they were trying to hide or anything, and they didn't hit my car, and I don't think they hit anyone's car. My kids joked that that's why there's not a Palestinian baseball team, because they don't have good arms. But seriously, if they had, you know, and I think, and I don't have anything to back it up, but I think that when I can drive several hours from here and end up in a war zone where a genocide is being committed in Aleppo and other parts of Syria, and the focus is on Israel and the number of, I mean, this resolution, but the number of resolutions. So it really does call into
exactly. Well, Jonathan Feldstein, we're out of time. Vice President of the Kobe Mandel Foundation, Jonathan Feldstein, I'm Bill Martinez. Thank you so much for being with us.
Hi, I'm Joan London. When I needed to find senior care for my mom, I really struggled to find the right fit until I found an advisor, someone who had been through this before. That's why I recommend A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. They have experts who will help you ask the right questions and find the right place. Call A Place for Mom today.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-437-5914. That's 1-800-437-5914.
A Place for Mom has helped over 200,000 families find the right senior care for their parents, from assisted living to independent living, even Alzheimer's care, and have local advisors that can help explain your options at no cost to you.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-437-5914. That's 1-800-437-5914.
Call today.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too. Because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance. It's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Bill Martinez live.
Back with the America. It's always good to have you along with us. I'm Bill Martinez. Hey, I want to remind you, we're giving away the movie of Hillsong United. This movie is going to blow you away if you didn't get a chance to see it on the big screen. You have a chance to have it for your very own video collection and Blu-ray disc as well. And with our compliments, all you got to do is drop me an email, bill@billmartinezlive.com. Tell me, hey, Martinez, man, put me in the running. I want to be in the hopper. And we pull your name out. Make sure you include your address so we know where we should be sending it to so it gets to the right location. Hillsong United, Let Hope Rise, the movie, with our compliments. Thank you so much. Speaking of movies, it is time for Bob Waliszewski. Yes, that world-famous Bob Waliszewski, Focus on the Family's Director of Media and Culture and Director of Focus's Plugged In Department, which features the popular Plugged In website at PluggedIn.com. Robert, Happy New Year to you. How you doing, buddy?
Happy New Year. Post-Christmas.
Wow. Post-Christmas.
Pre-New Year's. Here we are. Hey, by the way, you mentioned giving away Hillsong.
Uh-huh.
I really enjoyed that film, and I would love just to let your listeners know and twist their arm even more for seeking out that film, either through the contest or renting, buying, whatever. You know, to go to an actual Hillsong concert, which I have not been privileged to do, mm-hmm. must be the really, really high up there in things that we all should probably want to go do in our lifetime. But if you live in a city that doesn't get a Hillsong concert, or you've never had the privilege, you know, the video takes you about as close as you can get to that real experience. And what I found it does, it actually enhances honest-to-goodness worship.
Yes,
if you let it.
Exactly, so, without a doubt. It is. Well, no, I agree with you, Robert. And the thing is, when you think about the background of these young men, where they started with Hillsong, you know, it's just a ripe history of kids just doing what God's purpose for their life. They come together, and it started out of the innocence of young people who had a gift. And they
fill up stadiums full
of
people. It is kind of, one of the guys says it in the video, and I blogged on it some time ago, so I don't have the exact verbiage, but he says something like, "We're the biggest band in America that most people have never even heard of."
Mm-hmm.
And what he means by that is that when they come to a city, they fill up, you know, they can do a 30,000 seat arena and fill it up, and yet ask the average guy walking down the street, hey, have you heard of Hillsong United? And they'd say, no, you know.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, they, and their social media base, I mean, is millions. I mean, we're talking like millions upon millions of people. I mean, to where they don't even have to advertise. They just need to show up and put out on their social media they're going to be, this is where they're going to be at, and tickets sell out like hotcakes, you know. It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
But
sure.
Good fun. Hey, number one movie again, Rogue One.
Again, Rogue
and
One.
And of course,
sad news, of course.
Yes, and the sad news: Princess Leia, Carrie Fisher, has passed away.
Yeah, it's 60 years of age, which
very young.
Of course, it seems very young, but you know, I guess it's sad, and yet if there's ever a positive about, you know, someone who's as a celebrity, it's a cultural reminder that none of us live forever on this planet. We all live forever, but not on this planet. And it happens. So
right. And again, we're reminded, you know, as the psalmist said, to Lord, help me number my days. And that is so critical for us to do that. And you know, here it is. We, you know, you look back over the past year and the passings, and again, of course, you know, last week George Michael, you know, another celebrity, you know, passed away at an early 53. Yep, exactly.
Yeah.
So anyway, so Rogue One, number one at the box office, a ton of money. Disney,
ton of
Betty,
money, $318 million.
Betty, good year for Disney.
Yeah. Well, here's an interesting thing. As I'm looking at what's really hot at the box office, that has been over the weekend, and I look at the top 15 movies, almost half of them, 7 of 15, so it's right at half, are actually films that the Plugged In team, my team of four, including myself, gave a 3 or better for family friendliness out of 5, which it's been a long time since I've been able to say that much positivity in the top 15.
Yeah, that is amazing. What's happening? Did it just line up that way, or you know?
I think it did. Yeah. I think it did. Well, I mean, the films real quickly, so people say, really, you know, okay, Rogue One, Sing, Moana, La La Land, Collateral Beauty, Lion, and Arrival. Those are the 7 films.
Right.
And, and the very lowest score that any of those films I just mentioned would be a 3, all the way up to, Moana, with a 4.
Right.
And so, and Sing with a 4. So we've got the 3, 4, nothing with no 5s, no perfect score, but, you know, some positivity. And in other words, this time of year when a lot of families have extra time off, or they, you know, can take an afternoon off because it's the end of the year and they've built up some comp time or whatever, and they're looking to go to take their kids to a movie or take their spouse or girlfriend or boyfriend to a movie, there's something actually to go see. There's
exactly.
Things.
You got some good choices. Yeah, we saw La La Land. We liked that. That was well
too.
Done. Yeah.
I did too.
Did you go? A lot of people were dancing, you know, outside in the hallways. They were leaving. You know, they got that kind of the Ginger Rogers, Fred Astaire, you know, little encouragement.
It has that kind of vibe.
Yeah,
singing
it does.
In the rain.
Yeah.
You just kind of feel like, you know. Now, was it a perfect film? No. I wish once again that they weren't living together, but there's nothing explicit in that. You just know that they are, and it's like, I always wish Hollywood, even today, would put wedding rings on first, you know, which is the same problem I have with Lion. By the way, I really like the film. It tells a true story of this boy in India who at age 5 got on a train and went 1,000 miles before he was able to get off. He's 5 years of age, doesn't know a soul in Calcutta now, it's New City, and eventually gets adopted and then, you know, eventually tries to track down his birth mother.
Mm-hmm.
Very interesting film, but in a film that we gave a 3.5 to, which is even better than La La Land. But once again, there's a couple scenes in the film, not explicit, but where the main character is in bed with his girlfriend. It's like, did we really have to see that? You know,
that's right.
Did it have to happen?
Right.
Anyway.
Well, yeah, and that's you know, I'm with you on that, and Dr. Ted Baer the same way. We all feel the same way. Like it's kind of like with music, you know, when you panic, you just turn the noise up and you got the reverb going, and it's just unnecessary noise to cover up a lack of ability.
And, you know, when you already appreciate, the imagination is so much more powerful. You know, I think it was Alan Freberg when he talked about, you know, radio being so imaginative versus versus television. And they said, well what's the problem with TV? He says, well, it's only about 19 inches diagonal when it comes to imagination, whereas the theater of the mind is much more powerful. So when you leave it up to the mind, you know, the beholder themselves will figure out and attach to it whatever they want to do. But sadly, you know, for most Christians, you go in and you're on guard, you see this happening, and you throw a filter over it right away. And it's unfortunate.
Yeah. It's extra unfortunate because I do believe there are people that walk in and after seeing scene and scene, even if it's not explicit, but scene after scene of an unmarried couple laying in bed together, you know, it once for people it becomes a teaching lesson.
Exactly.
It says a message that it validates it. It makes it okay. It makes it fine. It makes it, if I'm wondering if I should do that in my own personal life, you know, it's like, well, gee, everywhere I turned in all the culture and pop culture, it seems like it's happening. Maybe I'll just live with my boyfriend. Maybe I'll just sleep with my girlfriend. It's like, you know, no, that's what I wish we had. It was, I guess I'm old fashioned in that. I'd love to go back to.
Well both of us are, Bob, but only from a standpoint that we've lived life enough to know that not only did God really say, in our own lives, we found out the hard way that when we go against God's will and his commandments, we pay a price. You know, in the same way that, like you and I have talked about before, it's the same way of, you know, you violate gravity. Guess what? You're going to pay the price. And there are immutable laws that are in play. Go ahead.
I know Dr. Bill Meyer has cited several studies that have said that cohabitating couples fight a much bigger battle in keeping their marriages together once they finally do get married than couples who never cohabitated before marriage. So once again, why should a film try to glamorize something when the studies say it doesn't work as well? Yes, I understand there are exceptions, and I'm happy for exceptions. But if one wants to improve their chances at marital bliss and marriage that goes the lifetime,
right,
then cohabitation should not be part of that equation. And so
exactly,
a film that says it should be part of the equation is never on the forefront of my two thumbs up list.
Well, I'm with you. So be cautioned, be forewarned as to what's happening. The culture war continues here in America. And again, you know, there is that force that wants to remove God from the discussion, but we do so at a dire price, Robert Walczewski, I'm telling you. Yep. Well, we're out of time, and because once again we've had too much fun as always. What do you have to look forward to, real quick? I'm going to let you summarize something here in about 10 seconds. What do we got coming up?
Well, I'll tell you, I'm looking forward to seeing Hidden Figures, which is about the African American women in the space program and
mathematicians
in the 60s, and the film Silence about the Christians back in 1640 in Japan. We'll see where that one goes. It's a Scorsese film, so I don't know, but I'm looking forward to seeing it.
Well, that's a wrap. Bob Walczewski, Focus on the Families, Director of Media and Culture. Robert, thank you so much.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code America and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code America. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
And now, three recent